wrote down the Nachum Rav Kista said. Nachman Yechis of both Paskin, Hamavim Zil Chaveroi, like Pana Chaveroi. Tema, characterizing the Shili Mashilin. Omar, the Gemara over there said, Mishnah over there said, Mile Mayim, the Gemara over there said, Mile Mayim, a guy took Mayim from the Be'er, which was Hefker, Benosan Lachaveroi, and he drew the water for his friend, his Chaver. What was the Poshim Shat? That Reuven was a Malach to Shimon. The Nachman says we go bless Shimon, Mishen is Malaloy, because we're going to be a Kona Chaveroi. And Rav Sheshes over there argues, and he says that we go Basar the Ragi Haramala, because I'm a Gersi Haveri, like Kona Haveri. I want to stop there. That was the Gersi of the Gemara over there. So it's a serious here. Then Taisi begins to bring Rashi's Gersi, which we'll get to in a second. Okay? Before that. So there's a major problem. Mashman tells us that the problem of that Gemara is the Gersa of the Gemara Kishutai, which Tais is going to go back to soon. Both Machlekes make you a Kana Haveroi, not from all, gives you a Kana Haveroi, and therefore it's Ragle, Mishan, Ismaelalei, and Shimon. And if you argue something, you have a Kana Haveroi. What's the problem with that Gemara? Everything's fine and dandy, but everything's good, but there's one problem. It's a steer, it's nothing. Some of you showed him, by the way, speak out. But that's the kasha. So there's a bomb kasha. I don't understand. That's the problem. Well, how do you read the Gemara over there? Let's read the Gemara Kipshutai. With the regular girls, so not the girls of Rashi, which I'll get to soon. I want to say, first of all, we're on Shad and Mumbus. Rav Sheshes says it's Ragi Hamamali, the one who took out the water, Ruben, we'll call him. And Nachman says Rav Sheshes. So Nachman holds him, it belongs to Shimon. The water was drawn for him, he gets it, and therefore the tchum is his tchum. Fekir HaKash, I don't understand. And why is Rav Sheshes all the way out of Mali? Because I'm here to say, very, like Kona Haveri. Okay, so it's like Kona Haveri. So why is it Rakhavi out of Mali? So why is it Rakhavi out of Mali? What are you going to tell me? Because all you said that we said yesterday in Rashi, right? The Tais Rosh only yesterday on Rashi's Gersa. We'll get to that soon. Says Rosh's kasha was only. I'm missing a kasha stam on the Gemara there. Before I get to Rashi's gears, we'll get to Rashi's gears in a second. Understand? What was the pasuk on the Gemara there? Forget about the steers of Nachman. So it's Reuven or Shimon. Reuven was the Mali, Shimon was Mishan is Mali. And Nachman says it's Mishan is Mali because he holds a gears very kana chaveri. What is Rav Sheshes old? I'm gears here like kana chaveri. So Shimon's not crying. Okay. So why is it Reuven's? So why is it Ragni Mishan and Mali? What are you going to tell me? All the Rabbis spoke about yesterday. That's not true because the Rabbis spoke about yesterday was after they brought the gears of Rashi. That the word kana meant something else. So the first Rashi is the kasha and said, the feed the sheet of Rashi, how can it be kana? Even though my Kenyan, everything we'll talk about in a few minutes, okay? But on the etzem shot, the Gemara, the Tejra didn't ask for kasha. Tejra didn't ask for what you're going to say again, the Gersa and the Gemara there. Okay? For example, the Gemara is going to say different terutzim over here. To Bishan, we're going to say different terutzim. Frankly, I'm worried about kasha. I'm saying, what's the shot of the Gemara there? How do you read the Gemara there? How do you read the Gemara? Why is Rashi going to Mali? And that Bishan didn't ask, by the way. Bishan asked. Like Rashi, who says that Kana means that Reuven gets it, right? Owns it. So then they had a kasha, and they said, yeah, who's the king of all the read? And we said, yes, sir, so I'm going to repeat it in a minute again from a certain angle. So it's fascinating that the Shita Kuvetz Zabeir says that Mori the Kazakh, the Shita brings up Hashem to Gilead, he asked the kasha. Which, by the way, none of Yishav asked this kasha. It's very interesting. None of Yishav asked this kasha and said, the feed the Pasha, the reading of the Gemara over there, Dalmi Hochi, the steer of Nacham, was Rav Sheshes. What do you mean, like Kona Haveri? So why is it Mali? So the Shita says something very interesting. The Shita says that in order to be kind of Shvisa, in order that the water should be called Meshubit to your Tchum Shabbos, I don't need the Imamish on it. Reuven picked it up for Shimon. So if Shimon's kind of like Rav Nachman according to the regular Gersa, then I'm going to say like Kona Haveri belongs to Shimon. Okay, so it belongs to Shimon. So the water is limited to his Tchum Shabbos. So like the Gilead, but if I'm going to say that like Kona Haveri, so what happens? Reuven picked it up. Shimon wasn't crying it. Now, Reuven, whose hands is in? It's Reuven's hands. not be valid. Shimon wasn't kind of because Ruben picked it off him, because Amigui Zivera, like Konachavera, says of Sheshes. So now, it means Ruben is holding water that at any given second he could be Zerchen, right? It's within his control. He could be Zerchen if he wants. It's not, doesn't belong to anybody else. He's holding on to the water. That's enough that the Tzum Shabbos is Nikval if he is. You don't need a full scale ownership. You don't need a full scale ownership to be Tzum Shabbos. Fascinating Zach. As I say in the Gilyan. The Gilyan over here says that the reason why nobody asked on the Pashuk Shat in the Gemara, which is, read the Gemara Kipshut over there. Let's say it's a stira of Nachman. Okay, we'll call it a stira. But what did Rav Sheshes say? So why is it Ragin and Amale? Zach the Gilyan. He has a kasha. Come on, you're not me, Lekoni. For example, I'll give you an example. You know what the Gilyan is, the kasha? The Gilyan is the kasha. Rabbi Tom's going to say it to us in a second that there's no sphere of Nachman. Why is there no sphere of Nachman? Because there's a lot of water around. So water is not called Chavla Cherem. In fact, there are kasha. So then, let's say that's the Teres. So what's the problem with Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes holds there's not a lot of water around. So why is it Ragin and Amale? He says, Alpha Kafta Lekona Heavy Kiragbo, boy. Helvim Hoya Roitse is Zachabihan Lekach. He says that since at that second, if you wanted to, you could have been Zoycha for yourself. So it's Kiragya Mamali. It's Nikva, that's what that means. What it says in this Gilyan is, I'm going to expand on it in a second, that Tum Shabbos is not necessarily totally the guy who owns it in the Chesh Mishpat. Tum Shabbos is not necessarily totally the guy who owns it beside Chesh Mishpat. Tum Shabbos is some sort of vague Zach that it's by you, it's under your control, but not mamish that you own it. So you can have a scenario, says the Gilyan, that even though it's nobody's, it's not his and it's not mine, but it's my Tum Shabbos, because if I want to, I could be Zeicha. There's a very interesting mocker to this ray, by the way. The Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes in the next piece, you can see it later. He says something fascinating. He says a mocker to this ray that I'm saying. The Ravid says in the Shita, he has a new tariff on the Kasha from Nachman. A different I'm not addressing this Kasha of the Gun. The Kasha of the Gun is what the Gun says. But the Ravid, I'm bringing a mocker from the Ravid to a similar idea. The Ravid is to his Kasha, leave it on Nachman. Says the Ravid, a new tariff. Really having BRC, like on a Chaver. So it doesn't belong to Shimon. Well, Maisa, the lesson is, Shani Shvisa de Milsa Zutrusa Konila. In order to be Chapon Tum Shabbos, it's enough of Milsa Zutrusa. That means Reuven picked it up for you. So Yitaka not Koine Mamish. But Reuven picked it up for you. That's enough for Tum Shabbos. That's a Milsa Zutrusa. Yeah, Maisa Mer? So again, I see that the concept of Tum Shabbos doesn't need Mamish and ownership. And the Raya over here in the Shita brings a Raya to this. Kedah Banan. Hashel kli mechaveh me'erv yontiv kiragli hashel af pishal amasra el v'yontiv. That means you didn't do a kinyan yet. You just had to zach. Ruvain lent Shimon a kli. So the Tchum Shabbos is the Tchum Shabbos of the shoyl, of the one who borrowed it. Hagam, he didn't make a kinyan until yontiv itself. Zach the Rav, what is this? I wasn't his when yontiv came in. So he says the same lashon. The koni le'lamaya b'dibura ba'alma. You need at this epis akinyan, a milsa zutrasa, a very interesting rabbi. The rabbi says that the level that you need to be called, that the object is going to be under the jurisdiction of your Tum Shabbos, I don't need mamish that you're crying it. So the rabbi, it says, the klapi to answer this to your under Nachman. That's our Nachman, you see, I learned Konachaveroi, but lies over here, it's Konachaveroi. When he said Konachaveroi, he meant the Gabi Tum Shabbos. So the same idea you have in the Gilyan, the other way around. What does Rav Sheshes mean when he says Kiragli Hamamali? Kiragli Hamamali means that Epis is enough for the dinner of Tzum Shabbos because for it it's by you. Interesting Zach. But as I say the Shita, and that's why, by the way, none of the Rishonim asked the Kasha on the regular Gersa. None of the Rishonim asked and say, hey, what's Rav Sheshes saying Kiragli Hamamali? Nobody was kind it. That didn't bother them. Okay, so let's start now. So we have the Steer of Nachman. What's the Steer of Nachman? Rav Nachman over here says, Mishra Konachaber. Over there he says, Mishra Konachaber. Over here he says, like Konachaber. So Rashi answered, Rashi Gerasa also slowly. Mass of a koni, mass of a lay koni. The lay kasinan chaver. The kulusav read the lay koni chaver. Hello, Rav Nachman Sabbatim, Rabbi and Nami lay kona. So Nachman holds lay kona means nobody's kind. We're kaptish, or chaver, we met a kunoi. Rav Sheshes saw the kind of a mala. Why? The kiva de la kona chaver, who kona? Now over here, you can't play games, because it says kona. This is the murder gavort. Ish, Lime, the gira says kona chaver, not kona chaver, it says very gishmak. Rav Nachman holds Kona Chavera is Shimon. Rav Sheshes holds Loi Kona Chavera means Shimon's not Koina. I know, but he's Koina. Like we said. But according to the Gersa of Rashi, how did Rashi get out of the problem? Rav Nachman said Loi Kona's not going on the Hu. Likon is not going on to the Shimon. What's Likon mean? Likon means that Shimon wasn't, Shimon, no, nobody, Reuven wasn't Kaina. Shimon for sure wasn't Kaina. Reuven wasn't Kaina. What did Moshe should say? Kaina, he's Kaina. So then he can't play games. Well, here the Tzadik Rosh raised his hand and said, Reuven's Kaina? See, if the word Kaina is going on Reuven, then there's major problems. Kaina? How's he Kaina? He didn't do it by Sikinya Machal. He was doing it for somebody else. So he said yesterday, it'd be great, I'm not repeating, but I do want to make an addition to something which I want to adjust. Something I said yesterday was way too extreme. Stating this Rashi, like I said, a Shas Yediya, that if Reuven picks up something for Shimon, and Shimon's not Koinit, because I'm going to see that very well, like on a Reuven, Reuven's Koinit. Is that Mesener? How's he Koinit? Factor, what do you call it? Factor Rosh. You do a Mesener Kinyan? How come I don't do a Mesener Kinyan? I have to have Kavanah to Maaseh Kinyan. I want to say to me, you have to have Kavanah to Maaseh Kinyan. And I had Kavanah to do Maaseh Kinyan. I didn't have Kavanah to Maaseh Kinyan for myself, for Yen. It doesn't bother me. As long as I had Kavanah to do Maaseh Kinyan. Now, yesterday I asked, so you don't need to ask for Chalos at all. So I started to ask questions, what about a cotton? Right? So that's a mistake. I rethought the matter, okay? And that's a mistake. I'll tell you why. That's a no-brainer. That even if it says over here that when Reuven picks it off of Shimon, and Shimon is not kind of Reuven's kind of it, because like the Tzadik Rosh said, this tifa lam shavart that you might have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. If that's a double poshet, that in order for to make the chalos happen and make it Reuven's, we have to have at least an anan sadi that he wants it. It means you have to have an anan sadi that the word is, if you would have asked him, the guy would have wanted it. It means hakam that he didn't have a lahedji dik das that I want to do the chalos right now. Shtei in the Tzadik Rosh, you don't have to have that, that's for sure. Shtei in the Tzadik Rosh, I'm not backing out what I said yesterday. Stay in the Tzadik Rosh, I don't have to have a das for chalos when I'm doing the mice, I'll say even sharper, and that's connected to what I spoke to you, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, before, that the das that I need to go make a ma'aseh kinyan doesn't include das for the chalos. The das to make a ma'aseh kinyan is a das to do a ma'aseh kinyan. It means you could tell me that it's not called a ma'aseh kinyan until I have das to make a chalos, okay, it's not called a ma'aseh kinyan. Stay in the Tzadik Rosh, not like that. Stay in the Tzadik Rosh, that to be called a das to make a ma'aseh kinyan, you have to have das to make a ma'aseh kinyan. But you'll ask me, okay, but at the end of the day, it has become yours. In the Tevitz, the father is some sort of an ansadi, some sort of a minute, the guy would want it. I'm coming to say this to answer the kasha from cotton. By a cotton, there's no an ansadi, because a cotton doesn't have das to want things or not want things. And Mela, what I told him yesterday as a kasha, b'shem Rishmul, otherwise it's not a kasha. Because the word is that, yeah, an ansadi, abad, and abad, a cotton doesn't have that. God doesn't have an ansadi. Of course, an ansadi. Ansadi is volt to go volt. If you would have known about it, you would have wanted it. It's a valid about the shteit. I'm not backtracking from the fact that this Tzadik Rosh is a landmark Tzadik Rosh. Shteit the rizik echidushim that a person can go ahead and make a ma'aseh kinyan for somebody else, and that's called das for a ma'aseh kinyan without having das make a chalais for him. I'm not backing out of that. But if you go ahead and you'll take it to the extreme and you'll tell me, no, so why can't the cotton go do it? A cotton could have das to do a ma'aseh, like I said yesterday, Balshan of Reb Chaim. A cotton could be machaven to do action. There's but there's no one on Sadi that he wants it because a cotton can't make decisions, okay? A cotton doesn't have rots, and a cotton can't make decisions that he wants. Now, if the cotton would be here and he says, I want to make the chalais, it wouldn't work. It's a no brainer. When he's not here, it's not going to work. Bada, I went too extreme yesterday, I got caught up in the moment. The pshat is what I'm saying is that Ezra now. Same thing in Ezra also, just Ezra went even a notch lower and said, you don't need das for the Ma'aseh Kinyan itself, okay? It's even a notch lower. That's all mitzvah the Ma'aseh Kinyan, not mitzvah the das and the chalos.
Zachin for a
Katan
because he can't have das first. Like, there's no
one outside
that he wants.
We're not talking about
Zachin. I know, but I'm saying.
That's a different topic, whether it's Sia, Shlikos, or Khan. That's not the topic.
I'm saying, but the Nansahadi part, what's he like? He can't.
He can't decide that he wants something, so the Nansahadi can't be better than if he would be here. If the Khan would say, I want to buy the land, that has no meaning what he wants
to
buy.
He has to take it from his Ruxin?
No, no.
And every Nansahadi from his Ruxin, or would have said it.
Well, he would have said it. If he would have said it, it would have had any meaning. It would have been gibberish. If the Khan would have stood here and said, not the Nansahadi, he would have said, I want the land. That has no meaning what he wants. He doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't want Khan, want ice cream. Well, not just the car, never has fixed his craft for your partial life suffering. Very helpful. Zakhtes Vaita, let's see. So that's terrorist number one. Terrorist number one on the steer is. What's terrorist number one on the steer? Terrorist number one on the steer is. Merv Rabbeisa is what? What's terrorist number one on the steer? Is that Blackman Hall's Blake Connor? And that's why it's recognized Malik. Fine. Terrace number two is Rabbeinu Tam Hirsch, also Lachem Moedit, the Konach Haferim, the Enachav Lachem, Shesh Harim Mayim Bebor. There's enough water for everybody. The Mel is not called Chav Lachem. The obvious question is, Frech Tatei Zerosh. So one rules of Shesh is argued. They argue whether there's a water shortage. This Kasha, by the way, is a Pesach to the big raid of the Sugi that we're going to get to Sunday and Monday, Mitzvah, Mishra Tov, Mitzlachas. Big raid. Vaisva is hiding behind this is another reason why Maria Seh Avera like Kona Chavera, not just because of Chav Lacherim. This Rabbeinu Tam is a window. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That's not a stereo, because it's not Chav Lacherim. So what did Rabbeinu Tam say? It's Chav Lacherim. What was that? Did you think the Greek just said what you said? No. I don't know what word you said. The thing with the ice cream was much clearer and better. It made more sense. I don't know what you're talking about. What did you say? What did you say? I don't object to Chav Lacherim. There's enough water. It's not doing chav to anybody. What's the problem? You didn't think.
Taking something away from something
that
something else
could get,
it's objectively
Chav Lacherim,
even if here there has to be
enough
water.
In this case. Yeah, right. So, Sertes Arash Akasha, it's objective. You don't even know what it means. It's a word you heard from me over the years. Yeah? Listen carefully. Listening? That's what Rabbeinu Tam's first teretz. Rabbeinu Tam says about Hafesh teretz. That's not called Chav Lacherim, because there's enough water for everybody, not doing harm to anybody. Right? As long as you come back and you, as you mind, you say to yourself, you're going to get the same thing. What? You say? 100%. When he says good, he says good. I gave him some compliments during this month. There wasn't one time he said good. What? Not the ice cream part. There was one other. There was another time he said good. What? Was it this month? Seems so recent because it's so harsh. Yeah. He said a few times. I remember you, man. I have to speak to you about it afterwards. So, there's a big problem over here. One second. There's a big grade here. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That Nachman holds not a stira because it's not Chav Lacherim. It's not Shechs Ba'al Sugya. In fact, the Chakasha, and this is, by the way, the huge Sugya that's hiding behind over here. The famous Sugya of the Chidush Evran, Muki Yesif, place of Obetzia called Shlufa Deval Moment, that there's another problem over here. A whole world. I spent a few days, but it's not to be believed. There's another whole world going on over here. Off the blot, why am I going to see a very like on a chavere? The more he says chalachen, that's what Nachman said over there. But Sheish and Beister is held that there's another reason why I'm going to be a like on a chavere, for a different reason completely, which is hard to imagine what it is. We're going to see the Rishonim inside what together is. It's a whole thing called Shlucha Deval Moment. We'll get to it in Ritz Hashem, that you can't make a shleach to pick up something which doesn't belong to somebody else's moment. A whole bit. You can't appoint a shleach on an object to pick up for you when the Deval Moment didn't agree. Shlucha Deval Moment. You never heard of it, I know that. And we're going to see Mirz Hashem at great length next week in Mirz Hashem, because it's Negea to the Nesibis and the Ran. It's Tutzach Maisim over here. It's one of the big Yisoides in Shas that appears only in the Rishayim. It doesn't appear. I mean, there's going to be a sheet that's going to hold that the reason why you can't send somebody to pick up things for you is because the Baal HaMoment didn't appoint you. The Baal HaMoment didn't appoint you to allow him to go get it, get picked up for somebody else. And you tell me, who cares about him? I'm doing it.
Didn't say everything.
No. Not this. Because if the Pshat about Nachman, the answer to this theory is that there's enough water, there's no Chav Lacherim, so Rosh Hashanah is old. Why is he arguing? We're going with the gears of Loi Kana Chaver. Why is it Kana Chaver? The Shita was only on the Tzad that it's Loi Kana, so then we explain why it's the Mamali, is because there's enough for Tum Shabbos. But if I say that it should be Kana Chaver, then everybody agrees that it goes to Ragnar Nishan as Malaloi. If Rav Sheshes holds like Kana Chavera in general, so then because he holds Chav Lacherim, so then I understand. Nachman argues because Mibut is Ochi Nafshi, okay? But if we're talking about a case where it's not Chav Lacherim, and that's the Shana of Nachman, that's right. So why should Rav Sheshes argue? Okay, is that clear? No, it's not on this. Right, it is on this, but it doesn't make sense. No, it's. No, you're right. You're right, and you're wrong. I know that he says it on this. Because he's ignoring this kasha of the Tzeis HaRosh. You heard what I just said? Because he's ignoring the fact that what is the Mishan of Rav Sheshes. And then he says, okay, so it's Leikana, whatever it is. You're mixing two different topics. I'm missing a different question. Why is it Leikana Chavera? If it's Leikana Chavera, then this is mixing it with Kudel Shekhs to each other, yeah? I'm missing a different question. Why is it Leikana Chavera? He's asking it. If it's Leikana Chavera, so why Kak is a Rag of the Yamamale? And then he says the Tzeis that for Tum Shabbos is enough. So he mixes two different. I'm missing a different question. I'm missing why it's Leikana. Okay, let's go back. Now we get to the third test of Rabbeinu Tam, very important. Oidam Rabbeinu Tam, the Shabbat Gassina Chaveri. Slowly. The summer of Nachman Leikon Chaveri, Kiyacha. The Gamma Mali Leikon, Lakakish and Awesome Leikonom, Heavy Karakov. Oh, so this is a new test, by the way. This test of Rabbeinu Tam in the Stira is very interesting. Slowly. He said, there's no seer b'chal. Rav Nachman said, are you saying like Konach Averoi? Where does it say over there Konach Averoi? Rav Nachman was like Konach Averoi. Rav was like Konach Averoi. So it's not A, it's not B's. And when A gives it to B, therefore he's kind of Begishmak. So why does Rav Nachman hold Kirak and Vishen is Malu Loi? Because when A picked it up for B, B was not Kaina. So now it's not A, we can hold it this very straight Rashi. It's not B's. Therefore it stays after until A gives it to B. So it's Begishmak. Hold on. Rav Sheish says, oh, Rav Sheish holds Kani Chaveri. So what? No, it's Kani Chaveri, the Vada should be what? If it's Kani Chaveri, the Vada should be, Tum Shabbos should be what? Tum Shabbos and B. Zokta Toysis. Rav Sheish is Zohar Kani Chaveri Tam Bibu, the Zohar and Afshe. We keep until the Kani Chaveri, all the time Zohar and Afshe. If he is Zohar and Afshe, be Kirag, but Hashta Nami Zohar, the Chavi Kirag, the Lord, the Minelian, and Tumor, very kill Zohar and Afshe. Wow. Every time I get to this place of Obetzia, you get his actions. What did Rebbeinu Tam answer? Rebbeinu Tam said, I have a terrace. Hello, what's the stira? The stira is, Rav Nachman over here, Walter Grios, like Konach Averoi. And over there he says, it's Ragli Mishin Ismalolai, which means Konach Averoi. Says, this is Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, it's Pukfakir, it's Begishmak. Over there where the Gemara said, Mar Sova is Rav Nachman. He holds on Grios, like Konach Averoi. Like he holds over here. Uber picks it up for Shimon, Shimon's not Kaina. So why over there, Uber picks it up for Shimon, why is the Tum Shabbos Shimon? The answer is Fakir, because like Konach Averoi, nobody was Kaina, not Reuben. Not Shimon, so it stays in limbo, it stays in Hefker until when, until Shimon gets it, and then it's Shimon. Okay, that's very geshmak, so it's what Jesus holds. If Jesus holds Israel, Konach Averoi, so then why is it what? Here's a question that we make. Now it comes back. You hold Konach Averoi, so about this should be the Tum Shabbos of who? Of Shimon. How's the Tum Shabbos of Reuven if you hold Konach Averoi? So you can't get away with this terrorist to answer and say, Rav Nachman so she tossed it because he holds like Konach Averoi, and that's why it wasn't anybody's until it got to Shimon's. Because he's still stuck with Rav Sheish. That's what Rav Sheish is saying. Konach Averoi. Saktais is a shocking zach. I'm worried because zach. I want to expand on it. Tosh take the heart of the Sugi Mamash. Saktais is. No. Loit of Nachman. He lishu tosa holds like Konach Averoi. So, not A was Kaina, not B was Kaina, not Reuben, and not Shimon. So it stays in Hefker until it gets to Shimon. So how did the Tumashav is the Shimon's? Rav Sheish is holds Konach Averoi. His batsim, when Reuben picked it up, he was Kaina for Shimon. But why? I tram lacher says Tosis because we hold the clock to Miku the boy Zachar and Avshe Zachar and Amel Chavri. Sok Tosis Sok Avino Tam Sok the Helig Avino Tam. But since the entire lump is which makes it Shimon's, you're right. Shimon's not a coin. I have Shimon's coin. What's up with the Tumah Shabbos is Reuven's? Sok Tosis that since the entire mechanism which makes it Shimon's is Miku the boy Zachar and Avshe Zachar and Amel Chavri. So Shimon who taka gets the water can't get a Tumah Shabbos. That's more than the Tum Shabbos of Reuven, because the entire mechanism which allowed Shimon to get the water was based on Migud Yiboy Zachar and Afi Zachar and Amel Chavri. So Shimon can't be any better than Reuven. And since Reuven's Tum Shabbos was X, Y, and Z, so Shimon, who's getting the object as a result of the Migud Yiboy Zachar and Afshe of Reuven, can't have a Tum Shabbos that's more than if Reuven himself would have been Zachar in the water. Well, if Reuven himself would have been Zachar in the water, it would be the Tum Shabbos of water. Grada is being Zaycha for Shimon. And we hold Hamagbir Metzila Chaver or Konach Chaver because we also be Boy Zachar and Avshe. So we say, Richtig, you're a Zaycha, Taka, the Shimon, the water of Shimon. So why have you be Shimon's water with Reuven's Tum Shabbos? Because the entire mechanism that made it Shimon's is Migud Yiboy Zachar and Avshe Chavri. Shimon, who's getting it because of Migud Yiboy Zachar and Avshe, can't be a better Tum Shabbos than Reuven. One second. It's a chumra. We're machmer it. We're shining
both directions.
We're machmer both directions. We're shining. We call it a chamor gomel. There's a thing in the shas. A guy has a double head. He has one head or two head. A two-headed animal. One's a chamor. One's a gomel. It's a chamor gomel. It's a double-edged thing. He's limited by both. One second. Why am I saying this is harder than sugya? Two things. First of all, this place is the ultimate raya. What together migud yiboy zochel enafshi zochel enami lechavri is. I said already earlier that there are a lot of achrayim. Many achrayim will learn that the reason why Migud Yiboy Zochein Ami Chavri works from Magmir Metzil Chaver Kana Chaveroi is because it's not called Chav Lacherim. I can take it for myself. Migud Yiboy Zochein Ami Chavri. I'm called Chav Lacherim. I can take it for Migud. I can take it for myself. I can take it for you. I'm not a Chav Lacherim. I'm not called Chav Lacherim. I can take it for myself. So I can decide. I want to take it for Yana guy. That's not called Chav Lacherim. I can take it for myself. So according to that shot, so Migud Yiboy Zochein is not a long dish of art. Maybe the boy Zachi is that it's not called Chav Lachem in a case where I can take it for myself. This Taisa doesn't get off the ground. You saw what this Taisa says? Taisa says that if you're utilizing Migu the boy Zachi to get it to him, so you're limited, you can't be better than him than if he would have been Zaych in it. Here's that Lashon of Taisa. Since if Reuven would have been Zeicher in it, he would have been limited to the Tchum Shabbos of Reuven. So even though I'm being Zeicher, it's for Shimon, but I can't be better than the Iboy Zeicher. By the way, this is the ultimate extremism of what most of the Iboy Zeicher means. Most Iboy Zeicher means that I'm using my Eger Nekoiches. And since Reuven, in order to be Zeicher for Shimon, is using his Koiches of Schia, so and his Koiches of Schia would have been limited by what? By the Tchum Shabbos of Reuven. The male of Shimon can't receive more than the Eger Nekoiches that Reuven had, in order to go, because he's using, said it before, first, that's a big idea. That's a big idea. He said it before, not like all the Achronim, Zerai Ruchachas. He said, not like all the Achronim, the Migudi Boy Zachar, Nafshi Zachar, Ami Lachavre. He said that not like all the Achronim, the Migudi Boy Zachar, Nafshi Zachar, Ami Lachavre, he's not about Bata Shavuot, that's not Chav Lacher. The Migudi Boy Zachar, Nafshi Zachar, Ami Lachavre means that I'm using my Egen Akrechas. That means, like we said, Chav Lacher means you don't have Krechas to go do bad to somebody, okay? You don't have Krechas to go do bad to somebody. When I'm using my Egen Akrechas, then I have the Krechas, because it's my Krechas I can use. And that it says Tosfos, if you're using your own Krechas, then you're limited in Tchum Shabbos to your own Krechas. One second. That's a big idea. That's what I call the heart of the Sugya. Shteto, the Gedda Bigudi Bai Zachi is you're using your Egen Akrechas to use it? Now, all this doesn't explain the second Humongous Kiddush. What in the world does have to do with Tchum Shabbos? And I'm going to say it in a very sharp way, what I'm asking. What am I being Zeicher for Shimon? I'm being Zeicher for Shimon the water, I'm being Zeicher the Tchum Shabbos. That's the correct way to ask it. What am I being Zeicher for him? I'm being Zeicher for him the water, or I'm being Zeicher for him the Tchum Shabbos in the water? I'm not being Zeicher for him the water, correct? I don't understand. Alei Tchum Shabbos is defined by who owns the water. I'm making a Zeicher in the Tchum Shabbos. The gather of Tchum Shabbos is that who the water belongs to, the Tchum Shabbos is Nikva Lefi, the owner of the water, I repeat. The Tchum Shabbos is first decide who owns the water, and then we'll say that Tchum Shabbos, the Alpayim Amba that you let it go, is the Alpayim Amba of the one who belongs to. So I don't understand. What about how the water became Shimon's? I'll say it bluntly. Reuven is not being Mizaka Shimon Hilcha Shabbos. He's Mizaka water. Because if Reuven would be Mizachke of Shimon Tchum Shabbos, then you could say your whole ability to give him a Tchum Shabbos is because you yourself have the ability, so the Tchum Shabbos that you're giving him can't be more than the Tchum Shabbos you have. You heard the words I said? Because if I be Zeicher for him the Tchum Shabbos, so then you could say your whole ability to be Zeicher Tchum Shabbos for him is based on your own Tchum Shabbos, because you have a... So the Tchum Shabbos that you're Zeicher for him can't be more than... By the way, you all realize the words that I just said about him don't make any sense. I didn't even say the words, I'm Zeicher for him in Tchum Shabbos. I'm Zeicher for him in Tchum Shabbos. What does that mean? I'm Zeicher for him in Tchum Shabbos. I'm Zeicher to him the Tchum of the Shabbos of my water. I'm Zeicher for the water. The Tchum Shabbos is the Meila. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says that since the ability to be Zeicher the water for him is based on Bikud Yibay Zachi, so he can't be better than you, and you, he can't have more of a Tchum Shabbos than you had in this water. But I'm not being Zeicher him the Tchum Shabbos, I'm Zeicher him the water. The male, whoever the water belongs to, that's a Tchum Shabbos. Why do I care what my Tchum Shabbos, if I would have been Zeicher in the water, I would have had a Tchum Shabbos over here to the east, because that's where I am, so you're limited to that Tchum Shabbos? What's that I'm saying? I don't know what that means, but even so, even if Azim is going through him, that's nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. But he wasn't Koinet actually, not even for a second, by the way. So I'm not transferring over, I'm not making a schus for him in the Tchum Shabbos. That's the real time, what's he talking about? It's a very nice Lamda Shabbat. It means, you say the one that I took out of this, I understand. You say the one I took out of this, I understand. So number two, I don't understand what I'm talking about. What do you mean? He came down more Tchum Shabbos than you would have had if you would have had the water. The Zachin and the Miku Diboy Zachin Bechal is not relevant Bechal to the Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos is in the Melo Dika Talada of the ownership of the water. My Zchia is the water. I can be Zachin the water. What do I care if I would have been Zachin the water, what the Tchum Shabbos of the water would have been? My Zchia is copy the Tchum Shabbos. Don't understand the Rebbeinu Tam. He took some weird vort. That it's not enough to be Zeicher in the water. It's to be Zeicher in the Tchum Shabbos that I would have had with the water. I don't know why. I don't know what that means even. I don't know what to say. Okay. What I want to say now is I want to shtal back a framework that we're going to continue and talk about Chom on Sunday. But I want to shtal back a group of Azel Umazel Rashi versus Tosfos. And just tell it like the kashas, okay? And I'm really asking one kasha, but I'm going to say a binyan. Hold on to the binyan here, right? This Rashi over here, like I said, is world famous. This Rashi is world famous. That Rashi holds that even Yochav Lachem, Zachar doesn't work. Zachar the Amshav Fana wasn't said when Yochav Lachem. But if you're Shliach, you can be Chav Lachem. That means I can't, somebody can't be Zachar for me, Tefes Levachoy, Bakr Shachav Lachem. You can't be Tefes the money. But if I send a Shliach, you can grab it. Rashi says, Do Asal Shliach. But if you make a Shliach, there's no problem Chav Lachem a Shliach. In fact, Tosfos in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, I asked you to see it. You have it printed on the printout. Tosfos says that, I'm going to say it over by heart now, because again, I'm saying a framework now. Bear with me. The famous place, one of the famous places in Shas, we spoke about this at length in Elul, but I want to get to a different point now, because we talk a lot about this in Elul. I think come out, all of you are here. But I want to get to the Bo Metzia part of it now, okay? In fact, there is again the famous kasha that there cannot be a distinction between Schi and Shlichus because Schi and Shlichus are identical. Yeah, we'll stop from there. Taisa says it cannot be the Zachalik. You can't go tell me that Schi has a problem with Chav Lacherim. Since Schi has become Shlichus, Schi and Shlichus are identical. It can't be a problem between Schi and Shlichus. It can't be that Schi can't do Chav Lacherim and Shlichus good. Can't attack. And therefore, Shitas Taisa is all over Shas that. Shlichus doesn't work for Chalachim. What does Rashi hold? Come along with the Ketzois in Zimim Kufayis and Pran Aleph. And what we're going to do today is we're going to follow in the footsteps of the Ketzois, but not Mamash Kedarka. I'll explain why. It says the Ketzois in Zimim Kufayis and Pran Aleph. This is one of the five Ketzois in the Chaim Shulev that said that if you don't know this, you're not Jewish. Okay, it's one of the five. It said, what? You know that right now, right? Yeah. It says the Ketzois in Zimim Kufayis and Pran Aleph. You got them? What? Right? Irish is good. You know, after the Chaim Shabbos list, the one of Shlichos, Shaita, Amam Tum. Right? You got them, the Shaita. Why are you looking at me like this? You're not Jewish? Was it five? I'm not saying that. Feel that, I want to say that. I'm apathetic. All the Ganim are closed, don't you know that? What? Yeah. Anyway, okay, we'll talk about a different type. Why do I live at your age? Your official race, I'm being too hard on them? What? You're a softie. That's why everyone likes you. That's why they came to your suit. This is a nice guy. Yeah. But by me, you'll be Jewish. Anyway, the Ketzos says in Simon Kofay, the Kron Aleph. Simon Kofay, the Kron Aleph says the Ketzos, what's the Teres? So what the Ketzos basically says is, and I want to zero in for my framework today on the Nekudah and the Ketzos, that Tzchi is not Mamash Shlichus. That's what I'm saying. We need the Ketzos to have the authority to say, Rashi, Tzchi is not Mamash Shlichus. Tzchi is not Mamash Shlichus. And by Shlichus, there's no problem with Chavachem. Shulchus Shalom Kamoisa. Okay? And Zochim is not Mama Shlichus. What it means, Schi has been Tama Shlichus, just means that it has Dinim of Shlichus, which I'm not getting into now, that was Elul Raid. But the point is that Schi and Shlichus are not the same thing. Zochim the Ketzos. So what's the business of Zochim? It says the Ketzos Zochim is learned out of some sort of Din, and the Torah didn't give a Din, the Torah didn't give a Din of Schi. Schi is a Chiddush. What the Ketzos says basically is like this. Shlichus and Schi are not identical. I'm stealing from the Ketzos this split. Shlichus and Schi are not identical. Shlichus and Shlichus are not identical. I couldn't care if it's not like me. Schi is not mamish me. It's exerts a kosov, it's a din. And the Torah didn't give this new din chadosh, this new din called Schi by Chablachem. The Torah didn't give it to go harm people. This new din of that the Torah gave you the benefit of doing things for other people without being appointed, the Torah didn't give it to do damage. The Torah didn't give it. Okay. But Malcolm said, we said many times, that's why it's been doing in Rashi, that if you base him at the top Rashi, that not Sadi, the Nichol Eshetei Shluchoy. Top Rashi, you base him at all, when he says, excuse me, Tam Shlichus, he doesn't say, that not Sadi, the Ovid Le Shliach. Rashi says, that not Sadi, the Nichol, I'm happy to be a Shliach. It's not called that Mamash made you a Shliach. And I want to remind you, Malcolm taught us, and that's not our topic today, but I'll just say it over in one sentence. that Tosfos learned that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus means I mamish appointed you. Is an ansad over the shliach. There's an umdina that I want you to be a shliach, and it's as if I appointed you. Anan sadi toisus ksubis dafir aleph. Anan sadi the ovid le shliach. We have an ansad as he wanted to appoint you a shliach. And then Moschia and Shlichus are identical. Rashi holds out like that. Rashi holds ansad is nichole. I'm happy you should do for me, but I never appointed you, and therefore I didn't appoint you, and therefore it's a new parasha. That's what the ksay says. So what do we have again? I'm repeating. Sorry, I want to build. I want to get to a certain place. Tosfos holds that Tzchiyah and Shlichus are identical. They cannot be a split. It can't be that the Tzchiyah lochem Tzchiyah and Shlichus, because Shlichus and Tzchiyah are identical, meaning they're identical, meaning Tzchiyah is Shlichus. Anan tzadi, it's an anan tzadi I appointed you. It's mamash Shlichus. If you remember, we spoke in Elul. That's why you don't need a pasuk if it's a svara. It's anan tzadi I appointed you. If you mamash, it's not a new parsha. You don't need a pasuk. Rashi holds that Shlichus and Tzchiyah said the Ketzayis are not the same thing. And that's why we said, by the way, remember we spoke back then in Kedushin, you need a pasuk for Shechiyah, it's a new pasuk, it's exactly a custom, it's not a svara, it's not an ansadi that he appointed you. No, an ansadi nichale, when you're nicha, the Torah said you can operate. Says the Ketzayis, it's not a svara, it's not mamash, you appointed the guy. All of it is an ansadi the nichale. So and it's learned out of a pasuk, like we learned in Kedushin, remember, we came out of the Cheshmin, it's learned out of a pasuk. So we said, it's very gishmak. So the Torah didn't give it in. This new parsha wasn't said by Chav Lacher. So that's the setup, okay? Now I want to start the pork. I want to ask the same kasha twice. That's the setup. The setup is that Rashi holds Shlichus cannot have lacherim tzchiyah not, and Tosfos holds it can't be a split because they're both identical. Zoktik Tzais, the shirish of the machlekes is that Tosfos holds tzchiyah is Shlichus mamish. It is mamish as if I appointed you. I put you on the Mamre Kremis today, a Chazara from Elul, Nochum Boderaya from a Tosfos and Gittin like that, where Tosfos and Gittin says Mefurish that Shechiyah is as if I appointed you. Tosfos learns out the halachas of appointment, how do you appoint somebody, but that's not our topic now, okay? I don't want to be mad because I want to get to a certain thing. Slowly. Rashi says the Ketzayis holds out like that. Shechiyah and Shlichus is not the same thing. Shechiyah is Mamash, Shlichus is Shlichus. There's no power of Chav Lachem. Shechiyah is a new parasha in the Torah, and the Torah didn't give the new parasha of Chav Lachem. Atkan Dibre Ketzayis and Kuchay Sekron Aleph. Slowly. So what's the obvious question? So what does Miku de Zachi help? Now we can get back to Bamatzir. So what's Miku de Zachi and Ashi Zachi and Amir Chavi help? If there's a new parish in the Torah called Tzchiyah, which is learned out of a pasuk, like we learned in Kedushin El, and, I'm going to add on, and we don't do Chav Lacher, the pasuk wasn't said by Chav Lacher, so what's Miku de Zachi and Ashi Zachi help? So I'm starting it back. Stage one is I'm starting it back. The Shitas Rashi that Tzchiyah and Shlichus is not the same thing. The Ketzayis also the fact that Kufay said Kuan Aleph Shlichus and Shlichus Tzchiyah is Gzeres Hakasim and Gzeres Hakasim wasn't said by Chav Lachem. That's also not the Ketzayis. I don't have a problem with that. But then I have a problem. What's Miku de Zachi going to help? So you could tell me. Watch what I'm going to say now. The Miku de Zachi says it's not called Chav Lachem, right? We prove that's not the Pshat from the Gemara. Now here's where it comes in that part. If I would tell me that when you have Miku de Zachi, it's not called Chav Lachem, so I don't have a problem with the Ketzayis. Very gishmak. Shlichus has no problem with Chav Lachem because Shlichus and Shlichus. Come on, son. When you have a new parashat tzchiyah, which is a gzeres hakasav, that somebody who's not a shliach can boil for you, the Torah didn't give that koyach when it's chav lacherim. Frankly, very nice. If it's a limitation in the chiddush of the pasuk, supposed to be good as zochin ashi zochin avachem, who cares? Be good the boys, who cares? But the Torah didn't give the parashat tzchiyah when you're chav lacherim. So here it is, it's hard to say the rate of the achronim, that when it's be good the boys, it's not called chav lacherim, but if I don't want to learn like that. So here we have to make a shtickle tikkun on the ktsois, an adjustment in the ktsois. And here we go with our rate. What's the problem of Chav Lacherim? We said it says Rashi Lafko Kamini Elias Kofitz Meilav. You don't have kriches to go and turn yourself into a Valdover for somebody else. On that, Yibuy Zochi says I have Kamini because if Yibuy Zochi, I can do it for myself. So I have the kriches to go do this action. That means I'm going with Mahalach of the Ketzayis. I want to build. I'm going with Mahalach of the Ketzayis that Tzchiyah is not Mamash Shlichus. I'm going with Mahalach of the Ketzayis that Shlichus is a full scale Kamoisa and you can do Chav Lacherim. I'm going with Mahalach of the Ketzayis that Tzchiyah is not a full scale Shlichus, but it's a new Gzeres Hakasav. But I'm parting with one thing. And why doesn't Chav Lacherim work? Says the Ketzayis, because the Torah didn't say this new chiddush of Tzchiyah, which is not Shlichus, when it's Chav Lacherim, the Torah didn't give you this benefit. So that's very shreds. What's Miku di boy Zochi and Ashi Zochi and Amir Chavi help me? Miku di boy Zochi. But the Torah didn't give the parsha. So here I'm making a slight adjustment. I'm saying that the problem of Chav L'Acher al derech the Ktzois is not because the Torah didn't give the Parsha. The problem of Chav L'Acher was what Rashi said. The problem of Chav L'Acher wasn't that the Parsha skill wasn't said when it's Chav L'Acher. The problem of Chav L'Acher is that Yalav Kol Kamina, the Ascrave Ismail, our Rashi over here, landmark Rashi, I remember the Rashi used to drill it into our heads, the Nochum drilled this Rashi's heads. Lav Kol Kamina, the Ascrave Ismail, Chav L'Acher is not because, like the Ktzois says, that the Torah didn't give a Parsha of skill when you're Chav L'Acher. The Torah doesn't give you skill to go ruin other people's lives. No, the part is that you don't have the koiches to self-appoint yourself. It's a lack of your koiches. If it's a lack of your koiches, so you don't have the koiches to go lafko kamina deus koiches me'elov lochulzeh. On that, Migud Yivoyezach, he says, I have the koiches. I can do it for myself. I have the koiches to go poil and become a baldav. That's Niflamoy, Damita Shatayra, going with it. That's what I'm saying. I'm using the koiches who gave us the liberty to split Sri and Shlichus. Just the ice sphere of why Chav L'Acher is no good, A, and B, what's Migud Yivoyezach? Yeah, that's very geschmack. That's the role of Rashi.
I'm using my
best
excuses.
One second. I'm using my koiches. I'm more present than the words I'm using my koiches. It could be. But here's the riddle that I want to leave off with. I have a real riddle. Vitaisis says Schir Shir Samar is the same thing. So now we'll start. Schir Shir Samar is the same thing. Shur Shalom Kamoisa, right? So I understand. So what is the problem with Chav L'Acher? It applies Sabbat Schir Sabbat Shlichus because Schir is identical. Toys had a raya that it applies by Shlichus because Schir is not Shlichus, correct? Fergir. Okay, I hear that. But what's wrong with Chav L'Acher? What is the problem of Chav L'Acher? What is the problem of Chav L'Acher? What's wrong with Chav L'Acher? You can't be a Kofi Tzvei because it applies even where? That's Shlichus. Elamai Yotami Tzvam. You can't do bad things to people. First of all, it's very hard to believe such a thing. So what's Bibi Tzvei Zachi help? Elamai Yotami, the Bibi Tzvei Zachi says, it's not called Chav L'Acher. I proved from Tzvei Rebbeinu Tam like that earlier. Tzvei Rebbeinu Tam says Bibi Tzvei Zachi transfers over the Tum Shabbos. This can keep a raid. So I'm starting with a major kasha. Fregir, I have a nerdiker kasha. Vishy, this basis who learns, A, that Schir is Mamish Shlichus. The Zachir is a Shliach. And both have the problem of Chav L'Acher. What is the problem of Chav L'Acher? Like a Cheshman. Kofetz Me'elov, you're not a Kofetz Me'elov. The guy appointed you. El Ma'istam, the Torah didn't give a partial Shlichus to do bad things. What's Migud the boy Zachir going to help me? What are you going to tell me? Migud the boy Zachir says it's not called Chav L'Acher. You brought it right to it from Rebbeinu Tam before. It's not like that. But about the Migud the boy Zachir means a whole lump of Shavuot that I'm using my Kofetz Atkid, they cut the Tosis in an outlandish Kiddush that you're Meshubit to my Tum Shabbos. Slowly. Is a fi, a shita of Tosis. That means Loi Rashi. Who all did Schir and Shlichus are two different things? Either I can say the Tosis Pshat, but then I don't understand what Migud the boy Zachir means. Zachir our Pshat. That the problem is that since you weren't appointed and you're not Kemoisa and you're a Kofetz Me'elov and you're self-appointed because you're not a Kemoisa and a self-appointed Zachir, you don't have the right to go ahead and do it. Migud the boy Zachir fixes that Kemeduga like we're talking about. One Migud, two Migud, Vechulu. But according to Tosis, all the Schir and Shlichus are identical and the problem is just as much as Shlichus. So what is the problem with Chav L'Acher? Let's make the Cheshbon. Kofetz Me'elov. Oh, 1 second. Kofetz Me'elov doesn't make sense. I want to talk about Chav L'Acher. What is the problem with Chav L'Acher? Kofetz Me'elov doesn't make sense. Elamai, the problem is the Talmud Torah didn't give to do bad things. First of all, it's not so exciting, by the way. What do you mean the Torah didn't give to do bad things? Shlichus al Kemaisa. He can grab, why can't I grab? So you'll tell me, no, the Torah didn't give a partial Shlichus. I don't know why not, by the way. Like, what's the problem? The Ktzais himself only said it in Sphere, which is a new Parsha. In Shlichus, the Ktzais never had such a tzad that he can't go do bad things to other people. Why not? Shlichus al Kemaisa. The Torah gave a partial Shlichus. That was the idea of Shlichus. Well, the Torah didn't give a Shlichus al Kemaisa. Why not? I don't think I can grab the Choyb if I want to, even though it's Chabla Kemaisa. Yeah, I can pick up the Mitzvah if I want. Why can't I send somebody? Shlichus al Kemaisa. Oh, a second. Slowly. So I printed out for you today. The Rosh, right? The Rosh in Simeon Yud Gimel, right? Famous Rosh. What does the Rosh say? On the sheet? The Lav Kol Kamina El Shvuy Eshleach Kedei Lochav L'Acher. Says the Lashon of the Rosh. That is a problem in the minor. You don't have the right to appoint somebody to do bad things. It's not a problem in the Kamois in the poiling. It's up to Russia, it's in the Gimeling game. The famous Diakar of Nochem. What? That, Edoch and Amish is on the Kamois. After Zoybat, he's Kamois, I thought he could do whatever I do. But I don't have the right to put somebody in my shoes. Very interesting stuff, by the way. It's in the minor. I don't have the right to be a man of somebody to go do Chav L'Acher. So it's a chisar, the etzem ability to extend yourself. You can't make a minor. Makes sense, because if you made the minui already, the guy's kamaisa, why can't he do it? Solve me. Stay in the Rosh before us, black and white. The problem of Chavlacherim is the problem of what? Of making the minui. So I understand. Okay, I accept that. That's why, since the problem in the minui, it applies to Sabeskia, Sabeshiva, Sabeskreshen, supposed to be with the boy Zachiah. That's the real one I want to end off with. So what does Miku do by Zachary and Ashi help? Bishlam alir Rashi, who learns that Skiya is not self-appointment, and therefore the problem is, Chavlachem is the Lafka, I mean, by Zachary helps. But according to Tosis, that it's Mukhrach, that the problem of Chavlachem is even by Shlichus. And if it's a problem by Shlichus, says the Rosh, that it's a problem in the Minui, okay, I'll be glad to hear that. You don't have the right to extend yourself to appoint somebody else in your place, right? So what's Miku do by Zachary and help me? Why are you operating for him? Because he appointed you. He can't appoint you, Chavlachem. Wait, I can operate for myself. So what? How does that fix the problem that the guy can't be reminded of you? Hal is chiyat ishlifos. And you tell me that you can't appoint somebody to chav lachem. So it's migu the boy zochin afshi, zochin amechav, you're going to fix that problem. How is migu the boy zochin afshi? That means at the end of the day, when the dust settles and I come to the end of the cheshbin, that Tosis holds chiyat ishlifos are the same thing. And chav lachem is a problem in the minui. So what's migu the boy zochin? Help. Migu the boy zochin doesn't fix the minui.
That's
a
mikvah
shlef. You just can't do like a new bed. You tell me, but you remember, we're in the world of places that without getting the koyach of shlichus, you can't operate. Skiya is also seeing a skiya. Skiya is just, skiya means shlichus. This is an anzadi, they would have appointed you because it's a good thing. And if you don't have the ability to point somebody to do choy to other people, so what's the coming to do by Zachin Ashachavi? Doesn't even begin the story over here. Al might tell me that Zachin doesn't work with the mean or shlichus, but that's the whole point. The whole word of skiya of shlichus like places in getting your alf with skiya is identical with shlichus is that it's mama shlichus. I appointed you. Now, if you tell me for some reason I can't appoint a guy to go to Chavlach Erem, so it's Migu Dibay Zachin Afshi Chavlachem. Mamash Arilu, Mamash Kalof, this is the central kash over here. In the Sugi, that's why I'm saying this is Bometzia raid, it's not Kedusha raid anymore. What's Migu Dibay Zachin going to fix this problem? We're talking more about this on Sunday. Mr. Shem tonight, the regular schedule is Ali Shur. And then there's the Yumalite are invited at 10:15 tonight. At 10:15 will be questions and answers tonight. At 10:15, the Yumalite are invited if they want to. And what else is there? Shemus tomorrow at 11:30 regular. Shalom Baisman, I wish you a lot of it.
It's all water.